All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar here with a very special returning guest, Mr. Mike Watt. Welcome, sir.
Hi, how you doing, Matt? Thanks for having me aboard again.
Oh, my God. I was telling you before we started recording how much your first appearance meant to me. Tomorrow is going to be my three-year anniversary doing this show. And
righteous.
You were there for episode 17 back in September of 2011. And up until that point, you know, when you start something like this from the ground up, I'm a musician myself. I like talking to musicians. I like talking to artists. And you kind of have to start at a local level, you know, talk to your local friends and people who have been in the business, but locally. And then I was getting more and more confident and thought, I'm going to start reaching out to people who I admire, who I've admired all my life, go into my record collection and see if any of these people will talk to me. And you were the first. I mean, when I asked to see if you would chat with me, I never in a million years thought you would accept. And when you did, it was just huge. It was like a lightning bolt to this show and to me and to my confidence. So on the three-year anniversary, I want to thank you for being part of this thing on the early days and, of course, coming back today.
Happy three-year anniversary there, man.
Thanks, Mike. You know, what I love the most about you and having discovered your work when I was just a kid, when I was young and buying the Minutemen records, you're just the kind of guy that does not rest on your laurels. When that band was done, you could have just been, you know, I think your legendary status was already secure. But James Brown may be the hardest working man in show business, but you're certainly giving him a run for his money because you've been involved in so many great things from those early days to now. You just don't quit. You're creating new music, you're creating new bands, and you're getting it out there. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. I mean, yeah, I got a lot to thank D. Boone for. His ma for putting me on bass, and him for playing with me and getting me out.
So that was your spark. D. Boone was your catalyst, right?
I mean, I wasn't really a musician. I got into music to be with him. So, yeah, I got a lot of things. Yeah, humans are like that. They're connected with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Did you ever think you'd be at it this long back then?
No. I didn't think I could even do it without him. It's really hard when it happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
Georgie helped me with it, keep going. Actually, it was Thurston, Chicone Youth, and then, you know, Edward Cain. Yeah, I couldn't imagine any of this about anything. It's very, very strange how the world turns out.
You know, when we last spoke, I hadn't seen the film with Jam Econo, and you told me to find it and watch it, and I did. And just incredible. It was just such a nice kind of tribute, not only to D. Boone, but just to the early days of the band and what inspired you and what kind of keeps you going at that point of that film.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of... When I talked to you, it was about the third opera and the documentary.
Yeah, the documentary and just, I mean, when we last spoke...
I had a lot to do with it because, in a way, it was very hard for me to listen to that music again. And then, because of certain different things, I ended up kind of paying tribute to it. Yeah, without being a Minuteman, I don't know what I'd be.
Well, you certainly did. You did the man proud. You did the legacy proud, and it was a great. You know, what struck me about the film was how much film footage there was of your live performances back then, because that probably wasn't a common thing, was it?
I didn't know. Yeah, that wasn't from me. That was from gig goers.
But I mean, recording live shows back then probably wasn't as common.
That was gig goers. We didn't know.
Yeah.
We didn't do any of that ourselves.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So it was very surprising when that happened.
Well, I'm glad they were doing it. I mean, it's not like today where everybody has a camera phone and your every move is being filmed.
No, those were like VHS.
Yeah.
I think.
They must have been. They must have had a pretty big setup, too, to be doing that. It must have been one of those bigger...
I think it depended on the thing.
Yeah.
I think there was a couple cameras at that Starwood one. But then some of them were just hand things or on the...